Well, many of your listeners will be aware of the recent moves by several Irish banks to sell their portfolios of thousands of distressed loans, including split mortgages, to vulture funds. And this has obviously sparked significant political debate in the Dáil as well as at a European level, which is focused on, I suppose, the real world impact of such sales of mortgage holders and their invariable position that results from this. And for several months, the debate has been marked by a lack of transparency from the banks involved. In fact, many of the banks were arguing that the reason why they were selling their loans to vulture funds was because the European Central Bank and the supervisory bodies at a European level were forcing them to. And as a result of my direct intervention with the ECB, we found out that that simply wasn't the case, that selling on distressed loans was only one option, but it wasn't an obligatory option on the part of the banks. There is a need for further direct engagement on a wide range of issues by the ECB with parliamentary representatives of member states. The ECB's direct engagement with national representatives has been disappointing. They do engage with some national parliaments, so they do engage with German parliamentarians, but they have consistently refused to engage directly with the Irish Dáil, and we saw this in terms of the banking inquiry. So what we actually now need is to have direct involvement, because there is quite clearly a real problem. People in counties like Sligo and Leitrim and Donegal and Cavan are faced on a daily basis, oftentimes in their own personal way, with the very difficult position of realising that their bank has sold or intends to sell their loan to a vulture fund whose primary objective is to make money.